The crystal ornaments that adorn the Christmas tree at Living Lighting's Newmarket store are for sale, with the proceeds going to Southlake Regional Health Center. The ornaments are made from crystal pieces from chandeliers. As a lighting store, they seem to have boxes of them laying around. Heike Blom, who works at the store, decided one year to make ornaments for their tree with them, and when a customer loved them and asked if they were for sale, she realized this could be a good opportunity to give back. For the past 3 years, the Young Street store has been raising money for Southlake with the sale of the ornaments, which are $5 each, but for each one sold, the store donates $10. Living Lighting owner Stephen Callahan said, as a local business, he feels it's his duty to give back. He also encourages customers that by shopping local they are helping out, too. By helping out local businesses, they in turn are helping out their local community, so it's a direct impact, he said. It's especially great to give ahead of Christmas. It just feels good, and it's the time of year that everyone wants to be charitable, he said. Callahan, who has been working at the store since he was in high school in 1994 and then bought it from the previous owners, said they get a lot of repeat supporters coming every year, asking when the ornaments will be back, and buying handfuls of them. This year, the goal is to raise $3,000, which would be the sale of 300 ornaments. Blom, who spent 3 days decorating the tree, said she doesn't even know how many ornaments they have made, but is sure there are at least that many. Earlier this year, the store moved from its smaller space on the other side of Young to a new bigger showroom at 17410 Young Street. The bigger store meant an even bigger tree. To help fill the space and add a pop of color, Blom added her handmade silk bird ornaments. She has been making them for years, but this is the first year they are available with the fundraiser. Each one costs $15. The ornament fundraiser is on now until they run out or until Christmas, whichever comes first.